experience the Briggs Advantage today at Briggs Supercenter, located by the Manhattan Airport.
The K-Man Morning Show is brought to you by Q Communication Services, a division of Economy Electric, providing all of your commercial and residential low-voltage wiring needs.
We're back here on In Focus, News Radio KMAN. I'm Brandon Peoples. Today we're talking Pottawatomie County Schools, and we have Wamego Superintendent Tim Winter and Rock Creek Superintendent Kevin Logan joining us here in studio. Talking a little bit about updates to the school buildings here, and at the Monday school board meeting here for Wamego, you guys did receive a bond construction update. Isn't that right, Tim?
We did. I provided that update. At this point in time, we are really in the last 10% or so of our projects of this bond. The main work right now is at the gymnasium at the high school. We're replacing all the bleachers in our lower primary gym, which sounds simple, but it also involves some construction work where we have a wrestling deck up above the gym, and that wrestling deck actually extended out over the gym with kind of an eyebrow type extension, and that's a structure included a lot of concrete and a lot of steel, and that had all be taken out so that we could now run bleachers from the floor of the gymnasium all the way up onto the wrestling deck, just to try and enhance our seating as much as we possibly could. But that work's taking place, and right now there's no bleachers left in the gymnasium, they're moving forward. We also have drop-down volleyball nets and some adjustments to the drop-down basketball goals that will be taking place. At the sports complex, the home side bleachers and press box are all gone. That's getting prepped now for a new seating area and new press box. So working closely with contractors to get all that organized and ironed out before August. New sound system will also be installed. We also have just some smaller projects. We have an elevator in the high school wing, the north wing, and the science area that needs to be rebuilt. We've had issues with this elevator for a number of years, and finally we're going to get a rebuild done on that. And some other mechanical room issues in terms of our HVAC and electrical. But things are moving along, and having a good summer.
All right. Well, and we were talking during the break a little bit about Match Day. It was last Friday for Wamego.
Yes. Yeah. So the Wamego Community Foundation, which is under the Manhattan Foundation umbrella, we had our first ever Match Day. And it was a wonderful event for the entire community. I don't know exactly how many accounts within that fund were represented, but I know it was over 30. The district alone had four accounts that were that are tied to the district, and they all did very well. Total dollars raised was well over $150, and then there's up to $50,000 in match funds that would be spread out through those accounts. One fund particular for USD 320, the National Honor or the Honor Flight, where we take veterans to Washington, D.C. and pair them with a high school student to serve as their guardian and their chaperone, which is just a wonderful experience for the veterans and also for our students. They spend about 48 hours with a veteran side by side with them, walking and in some cases pushing them in a wheelchair or riding on the bus and on the plane flight over. It's just a great experience. But that group raised approximately $18,500, and then there'll be some matching funds to go with it. So they generate over $20,000 most likely to help that program.
Fantastic. And just kind of side note there, I was traveling last week, and I was at the Salt Lake City airport, and I didn't hear it, but my wife said she'd heard some patriotic music going on over the airport, and they had an honor flight landing there. So they really go all out for those veterans who've served so patriotically here for our country and given so much.
It really is a great program, and yeah, you're starting to see stuff like that. I saw something on Facebook from a friend of mine where he was in the same situation, happened to be in the airport and was there when the honor flight was rolling through from another community. What makes our program special is we're one of maybe the only one or one of two that pairs the veterans with high school students. Most other programs, they'll have an adult chaperone, but we use juniors and seniors who are National Honor Society members, and they have to apply by writing a response to an essay question and selected in that manner. And then we work closely to have medical teams and other support staff on board on that trip. But it's really a neat moment for our students.
Very cool. And Kevin, I know you had some good news to report also as far as fundraising.
We do. We have an endowment that we're starting. It will be under the umbrella of the Caring Community Foundation, be the 323 Endowment, and we are having a kickoff celebration called Rock the 323 Endowment September 21st at the Flush Parish Hall. And right now we've got a steering committee that are out looking for corporate sponsors to put on this event. It will be a dinner. It will be entertainment. It will be an auction held there the evening of September 21st. And proceeds from that endowment, once we get it funded to the level that it needs to be, we will be doing could be classroom grants, school grants, individual students that want to hit some summer camps. We were talking last night, like the NASA camp, something like that might be something that a student might try to write a grant to, special projects for teachers. But looking forward to getting this process started. We're really doing well with the scholarships we have for our students and the Rock Creek Foundation, and this beginning of an endowment will allow some other opportunities outside of that.
What a great opportunity here to raise money here for your school. And, you know, that's kind of a good segue here as to – you know, funding school here. We're going to learn maybe this week, possibly next week, here what the Kansas Supreme Court rules here as far as K through 12 school funding. What are you guys hearing? Do you expect a decision here this week, or are we going to stretch this thing out?
I wish I knew the answer to that. I think we're prepared to have it come as soon as possible, or not until the end of June. We just are at the mercy of the courts. Their proposed plan, I don't think, will change regarding this year. They may have some recommendations for future years. So we feel pretty good about where we're at on that plan and what we can do as far as budget planning and moving forward.
Yeah, it'll be nice if the decision comes earlier rather than later. Allow us time to go to our budget workshops that KSDE puts on in preparing our budget and get that up, have it reviewed in Topeka, and get it published by our statutory dates that we have to follow. The last 2 years, same thing, Rock Creek and Wamego, it's been really cutting things close to get it into the paper in time prior to our budget hearing so that patrons, if they have concerns, can come out and voice those. You know, just the sooner the better, obviously.
Yeah, it's kind of – you guys have probably gotten used to it, though, here at this point, doing this almost on a yearly basis.
Well, yeah, for Kevin and I, this is the only thing we know, both being in our – well, I guess starting our fourth
starting
year.
Starting fourth year. The first year we were both under block grants to where there was zero flexibility in budgets, and then moving into these late decisions has definitely not been a relaxing time of the summer, for sure.
Yeah, well, we'll see what happens with that. I also saw a story here this morning. We were reading some state news here about the State Board of Education voting unanimously Tuesday to launch an anti-vaping campaign. And, you know, apparently they think this is more of an epidemic here, especially with young people here. And I'm just curious to kind of maybe get your thoughts on, is it a concern at the high school level right now in your districts?
It's absolutely a concern, and not just the high school level. We've had some extensive use of it at the middle school as well, and we're doing our best just to educate kids on it. It is there's a lot of information put out there that it's not as unhealthy as smoking a cigarette and the other tobacco products, but it still is nicotine. It's still very addictive, and it's just not a healthy life choice. So we have been looking into that. We have done some communication with our students and trying to educate them on just healthier choices. So yes, it's good to see the State Board of Education is looking into this and going to provide some initiatives and make it a point of emphasis.
Yeah, we're doing the same thing, make it a point of emphasis, doing the early education on it, doing the education at high school, junior high level on it. And then also it is treated, you know, the same as tobacco, whether that be chewing tobacco or smoking, when it comes to use of it on campus or use of it by our student athletes. So it is taken very seriously. We don't know for sure how big of a health risk it is, but we do know it's a health risk. They're classifying it as an epidemic. It seems to be somewhat marketed or targeted at younger students with a lot of the the berry flavors that are out there. So, you know, it's definitely a concern.
Yeah. Well, we'll see how that that all pans out here. Yeah, it does seem like there's more and more people using the e-cigarettes, and you're right, gearing it towards young people with the flavors.
CBS News Update.
Always seems to be. Hong Kong. Okay, we had a CBS update there. But, okay, well, appreciate the comments on that here. Anything else before we let you go?
You know, I guess we're going to continue having students in and out of the building. I'd ask for them to be safe around all the construction equipment that's moving around. We do have the three sites that are still being wrapped up, so a lot of construction equipment is moving, a little bit more so than during the school year because there are fewer kids, but there's still students moving through. So we want to make sure that we keep everybody safe. And we won't talk to everyone again before the 4th of July, so I wish everyone a happy Independence Day and a healthy summer.
I'd echo those comments as well, especially happy 4th of July. Our online enrollment materials will be coming to our parents in the near future. That we'll kick that off shortly after the 4th of July for the rest of the month, and hope everybody's having a great, safe summer. And the rain is minimized the rest of the summer. Be wonderful.
Let's hope so. And everybody keeps telling me I need to get over to Wamego for 4th of July, so that is on my radar.
You absolutely need to take part in that sometime. It's phenomenal.
Awesome. Well, Tim Winter, thank you for being here. Kevin Logan, also appreciate you being here.
Thank you, Brandon.
That'll do it here for our conversation with Pottawatomie County Schools. We'll return with a preview of Juneteenth coming up next on In Focus.